You know, it's the summertime when you find yourself up here. Didn't nearly let anyone up here at this part of the year. But it'll be grand. I'm Andrew, part of things in ministry, in chaplaincy, in DIT, some of the men's ministry here, and in leading guided retreats that kind of open up a little bit more of experiencing God in maybe slightly different ways than that I would have grown up in that have really helped my faith. So I would encourage you to turn off your phone for the next 20 minutes, unless you're expecting an emergency call, which will allow. But if you could just, I'm going to invite you to enter and arrive a little bit more fully into the present moment. So if it's comfortable, I'd ask you to close your eyes. If not, just look at the pew or the carpet in front of you with a soft focus. 2 feet on the floor, which is a posture of being anchored and rooted, centered. And I'd like you just to concentrate on your breathing for a few moments. Just listening to the in-breath and the out-breath. The breath of life that connects us all together. I'm just going to invite you to connect with yourself with a little bit more depth and holistically. So I invite you to just get a sense of feelings and emotions that are present for you right now. And I'd encourage you to allow yourself to feel them. To just do a quick check of your body from your feet on the floor, noticing the contact points with the pew or wherever you're sitting or standing. The body is always communicating to us. And as you pause at your shoulders, we often carry a lot of stress and strain with the shoulders. I'd invite you to proactively lower them a little bit, roll them and massage them if needs be. But as you're doing that, and as we meet together, I'd invite you to let go of any burdens that you are carrying here, whether they're your own or somebody else's. To let go of any limitations that you put yourself under or other people put on you. Any unhelpful comparisons of others with others. Any bitterness or resentment. Anything that draws you away from life and life to the full. So I'm just encouraging you to let go of that as we meet together. And I want you to sit in the very center of your being as a son and a daughter of God. And just consider how you are doing. So we're more fully engaging in the present moment because the presence of God is in the present. You can gently open up your eyes again. And we're going to consider, we're going through the book of Ephesians at the moment. And I'm going to look at a passage, quite an amazing passage that Paul has written, Ephesians 3. 14 to 21. So Paul has written this with the Holy Spirit. I'd like us to contemplate this passage and really sit with it and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the passage, because I believe that the scripture is very much alive. Yes, it's written down, but it's not just words on a page. It never has been, it never will be. It's alive. And as you read scripture, your spirit communicates with the spirit that it was written in, and it can highlight words or phrases specific to you in your walk with God right here, right now. So as we read this passage, I'd invite you to do that, to really sit with what is the Spirit speaking to me about as we look at this passage together. So I'll read it out a couple of times, and then I'll give you a little bit of space to really engage with it yourself individually in your walk with God. What is this saying to me? For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So read it one more time and allow a little bit of space for you to engage with it. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So just allow a few moments for the Holy Spirit to engage with you through his words. So I'm not going to ask you what word or phrase or part stood out for you, but I hope that something did, or it may do, as we engage with this passage. So, Spirit, I just pray that you would continue to speak to us, and I pray that as I lead this, that I would be open to your leading, that we would do this together. It's a mighty passage. It talks about initially all family. From the Father's name, we're all connected. We're all part of the one family. And we even share names with the angels, like Michael, Gabriel. Not as many Lucifers today, but Lucifer originally was an amazing meaning with the brightness that he offered. So originally, and it's part of this connection that we are all intertwined. Now, I often lose sight of this, and I would call it nearly falling asleep. I look at certain people, particularly people that I may not agree with or I don't particularly like or different things, and I forget that we're actually connected. I forget that this is my family. And an interesting example of that, we've kind of moved house recently, and we were drilling at 8:30 on a Sunday evening. Drilling on a Sunday? At that hour, indeed. So it was a lack of judgment. But our neighbors came over. Once I heard the doorbell, I knew this isn't good. This is not going to go well. But their response was so aggressive. It was basically ranting and raving, literally. It was almost traumatizing. It was that intense. But the effect it had on me in the days and weeks that lay ahead were, an example of this was when I came to come into my house about a week later, and I was putting my key in the door, and I could sense that they were about to come out of their house, and I was like, don't look over. And that was my way of dealing with it. It's like, oh, I'm just not going to engage anymore. You know, that's just too much for me. And I could sense the Spirit going, no, look over. And I did. And our neighbor, Jim, was like, how's Andrew? And the kind of like almost affection as somebody you see every day and you go and cycle together or something. So it was a good example. It was a lovely example of choosing connection rather than choosing to withdraw and choosing to isolate. And I think that's a large part of what the Spirit does. He brings us back in touch with the family, and he shows us that we're connected. Paul goes on. I guess it's worth, before I do, it's worth considering for yourselves who are the others in your life that you don't consider yourself really connected to. Or related to people that you may consider that you're better than them, or even the other way, that you may consider that you're less than them, which is equally unhelpful. So it's an amazing passage in that all the Trinity are working together here in this passage. They're all mentioned, and they're all working together on our behalf, which is just amazing. Out of his glorious riches, that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Your Spirit and the Holy Spirit are constantly in conversation with each other, and they're dwelling, the Spirit is dwelling within you, which is completely surreal. I'm not entirely sure how that all plays out, but it's amazing that the Holy Spirit lives within you. And then it gets even more amazing because Paul talks about also Jesus is actually dwelling within you in your heart, through faith. So you've got this within you, it's like the Spirit's at play, he's hanging out, Jesus is in there. It's incredible. And God the Father is almost encircling in the mix with kind of love abounding over it all. So it's amazing how present God is with us. And every moment of the day, right here, right now. Rooted and established in love, that they may have power, together with all the saints, which is just our family, the wider brothers and sisters, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Jesus, which is actually similar to one of the songs that actually came up there, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. It's way beyond insight, theology, beliefs, which are all helpful, but this is surpasses knowledge. This is something that is into your fabric of your being. In John's Gospel, in John 6:29, he talks about the work of God that we're actually given is to believe in the one he has sent. The work of God, our main work here on earth, is to believe in the one he has sent, because so much of our life and our decisions actually come down to, do I believe God in this moment or do I not? Do I actually believe, and how does that impact on my day-to-day work, parenting, college, whatever it is? Am I doing this knowing that I believe in Jesus, that I believe in the Holy Spirit, that I believe that God is present with me and delighted in me? It's like, is it just me here, or is there someone with me? Is it just my way of seeing the situation, or is there someone here who can help me see more clearly? Knowing that you are loved and delighted in is crucial for life and the quality of life that you may live here on earth and in it. If you don't, other voices will take that certainty away and drown it out, replacing it with thinking we are either unlovable to an extent or not worthy of love or something in the middle. Knowing that we are loved is daily life-changing. It's powerful and liberating. Strengthened with power through the Spirit, effectively our power source. Paul talks about power 3 times in this passage. Combined with knowing and believing how much we are loved with Jesus in our hearts, we are filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. It's almost like this ultimate combo. Knowing that we are loved and taking full ownership of this, allowing the power of the Holy Spirit to work through us and to really tap into this, what's the result? We're filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds really good. I think I get glimpses of it every now and again. I think it's part of how I feel it is when you're in sync with God, you feel attuned, you feel connected, He's with you, that you see people through His eyes, there's compassion. I actually feel it in my eyes. My eyes soften a little bit, and I get a real sense of like seeing people with compassion. And it transcends a lot of different things in life. You really feel like you're meeting people heart to heart, soul to soul. It's almost like time and space kind of pause a little bit, and you really meet another, and you really meet God in that. So that's what Paul talks about. It's incredible. I think there is an amen at the end. What I think in the original language was boom. And then the amen got like landed in there. It's just overwhelmingly amazing. And the amen is a beautiful little phrase because it's like, so be it. Be it. Be this. It's available. It's constant. It's in the now. Be this. Paul wrote this with conviction because he believed it. And over his life, surely but surely, he realized that it's the most enjoyable way to live, to choose life in the Spirit. He talks about being in step with the Spirit, guided by the Spirit. Paul knew that he was loved. He knows it now more than ever. He tapped into God's power through the Spirit, whatever that played out for him in day-to-day decisions. He lived it. That's why he was able to write this with such genuineness, conviction, and clarity. But my sense is that Paul couldn't have written something this amazing on his own. I don't think it was possible for any human to write this on their own. This was co-created work. This was Paul and the Spirit working together. This is the two of them putting this together. And I can imagine, after putting these verses together, probably sat down and was like, wow, I cannot believe what just spilled out onto the page. Sat back and was like, whoa, I could never have come up with that myself. I'm so glad we did it together. My version, it was okay. But this is going to be preached about in thousands of years from now, because that's how amazing it is, and that's what life-giving it is. And that's what's there for us. You know, and Paul kind of is speaking to us, and the Spirit speaking through Paul to this very day. It was the same with this talk. I approached this talk. Well, I accepted this talk partly out of Rob catching me in a good place. But I said yes, and I kind of went into my apprehension and anxiety, which is kind of my default for doing something that stretches me. And then I go into my little thing of, okay, I'm reading this passage. I can see some points. I could mention this, could mention that. And I go through a little bit of this, and then I pause, and I wake up again, and I go, oh, maybe we could actually work together on this, Spirit, you know? I've got a rough sketch here, but, like, don't be shy. You know, help me out. So that's what we did, and we kind of slowly put this together. And it was way better than my sketch. The Spirit kind of filled it out, infused life into it. And it's way more fun doing it with the Spirit. It's like, okay, this, I don't feel as responsible. I don't feel as kind of constricted almost. I don't feel the weight of this talk because we're doing it together. Not that I'm off the hook. It's a dance, right? It's like co-creating, but it's more fun. And as a believer and a follower of the main man, Jesus, there isn't much of I. The I kind of starts to like dissolve a little bit and it becomes we. You know? It's like when Rob asked me to do it, I was like, yeah, I could do it. I could do this talk. But it slowly shifted to, no, we could do this talk. God and I could do this talk together. And I'm much more excited about that. My definition of anxiety for me personally, it's looking at the future and seeing a situation that I'm in where I'm on my own. I don't see God present. I've fallen asleep. I'm in a fog. And the build, I felt it right there, all the way through the songs. It was like back. It's like, oh, I'm actually going to do this. Oh no, we're going to do it. Good. We're going to lead this together. I can do this. We can do it. So could you allow the Spirit to work with you consistently in whatever you find yourself doing, in whatever you're doing later on today, in whatever expression of work God calls you to do tomorrow, whether that's parenting or in an office or in some kind of spec or writing something or creating? Could you allow a little bit more room for the Spirit to work with you? A friend of mine asked me to pray for him, but he said, I don't know what you should pray for. So I started using this prayer. It's pretty good. So when I don't know what to pray for people, this is what I pray. And as Gina comes up now with the band, I would like to pray this over you. And the song that Gina has picked kind of matches this. We didn't plan it. Maybe the Spirit did, but it's sizing too. So this is my prayer for us. This is Paul's prayer. This is the Spirit's prayer for all of us. So if you guys want to start playing, I'll pray this at the same time. And I'll be available for prayer at the end of the service up here if anyone would like that. Or go and find somebody that's here that you know and trust and ask them to pray for you if you want anything specific. So, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Boom. Amen.